Yes, good afternoon. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research. Okay, this afternoon we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Okay, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote on the general elections for president, a U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and on Tuesday, November 5th? Okay, would that be definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, or not at all likely to vote?
I'll be using a mail-in ballot because I'm disabled. So
okay,
I'll decide.
Okay, but would that be definitely going or probably going to vote?
No, the ballot will come to me because I'm disabled.
Okay, no problem, sir. This is, like I said, this is a survey about the elections, okay? Only take a few minutes of your time.
Well, I have no idea yet who I'm going to vote for, but it will not be Trump, for damn
sure. Okay, no problem, sir. With which political party are you registered? Would that be Republican, Democrat, or no party affiliation?
I'm independent.
Independent, okay. All right, sir, and what is your main racial background? Would that be white, Caucasian, Asian, or Asian American, Hispanic, African American, or black?
Caucasian.
All right, sir, and just for qualification purposes, what is your age? Are you 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
All right, sir, and... generally speaking, would you say things, you know, in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track, in your opinion?
Well, frankly, I think not only is Florida off the track, but the whole country is off the track. And we need a new president that's going to put us back on track.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And from the following list, which issues should the governor and the state legislature, you know, focus on most to help you and your family? Would that be crime and public safety, K-12 education, abortion, the economy and jobs, illegal immigration, access to cost, you know, and cost of health care, taxes, housing and proper insurance costs, climate and the environment, local growth and development, or inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas?
All of the above.
Okay, but if you could pick one, you know, to be the most important to you, which one would you say?
There's no one most important for me because I'm housebound. So I'm sorry to say that's the way it is.
Okay, so you couldn't pick one of those?
No.
Okay. All right. All right, sir, and if the election for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describes how are you likely to vote between Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Would that be definitely vote for Democratic candidate, probably vote for Democratic candidate, lean slightly towards, you know, the Democratic candidate, or would you definitely vote for Republican candidate, probably vote for Republican candidate, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate?
I don't lean either way. I will choose when I get the ballot because as an independent voter, since I'm not affiliated with either party.
Either party, okay.
I will decide then.
Okay, sir, man. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president? Would that be strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Since he stepped down, I have no opinion.
Okay, but if you can, you know, give me your opinion, how you feel about, you know, the job he's doing, would you say you approve or disapprove?
I don't approve or disapprove. He's the president. He's doing the job as best as he can. and that's all that matters.
So would that be somewhat approved or strongly?
Neither.
Neither. Okay. All right, sir. And do you approve or disapprove the job Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
As far as DeSantis is concerned, he's doing the best he can.
Would that be strongly approved or just somewhat approved?
Neither. I just approve of the, he's the governor, he's doing the best he can, and that's the end of it.
So would that be like just somewhat approved or strongly approved?
Neither.
Okay. All right, sir. And now you'll be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion, never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. Okay. The first one would be Sienna Acosta.
I don't know that person.
What about Kamala Harris?
Yes, I do.
Would that be very, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of her?
Very favorable.
Okay. What about Mike Caruso?
I don't know him.
Okay, don't know him. All right. All right, sir, if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
I would definitely vote for Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. All right, sir, and would that be a definite, right?
That would be definite.
All right, and lastly, if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Sienna Acosta, the Democratic candidate, or Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate?
I don't know either, so I would have to research.
Okay.
And then vote accordingly.
Okay, if you had to choose today, which candidate, you know, are you leaning towards? Would you lean towards Sienna Acosta, the Democratic, or Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate?
I don't know either, so I'm not going to lean either way.
Okay. All right, sir. The last few questions are just for demographic. It's just for qualification purpose only. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Was that Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else?
No, I voted for Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay, and when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat or usually vote Democrat? Vote as many Democrats as you do Republicans, or do you usually vote Republican or always vote Republican?
I vote neither. I'm an independent, and I vote according to my conscience.
So be vote as many for Democrats as Republicans, right?
Right.
Okay, thank you. All right, so if you were to label yourself, would you say you're liberal, moderate, a conservative in your political beliefs?
I would say I'm conservative.
Somewhat or very conservative?
Just conservative.
Okay. All right, sir, and what is the last grade of formal education that you had completed? Would that be less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with 4-year degree, like a bachelor's degree, or postgraduate degree?
I have a master's degree.
Okay, postgraduate. Okay. All right, sir, and last question, what is your religion?
I'm a Christian.
Okay, would that be a Protestant, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir, and with this concludes our survey, thank you very much for your participation, and you have a great day, okay? Appreciate your help, sir.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.